Good evening, everybody. We are sitting here with Emma Tappy and Alex Jarko. This is something we're trying out different for the Calendar Kids podcast. We're doing a double as they both show up at the same time. I think you guys get along, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell the difference in voices. Alex is one of those big old loud basses in the choir, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Emma, do you sing or do you play music?
Nope.
Or play an instrument, I should say? Okay, that's all right. My senior year, I did not either, so that's all good. So, all right, guys, you just got done with practice. Alex, you're in track. Emma, you're in softball for a spring sport. How's everything going so far?
Going pretty good. I mean, we haven't really been able to get outside much for track, but we're working with what we got. So,
yeah, we haven't been outside too much, but we're working hard in the gym and paying off in games.
Hey, we, you know, it's one of those things where we definitely are in the state we live in, so you never know what the spring is going to be like, and that's just unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so again, this is the Calendar Kids podcast brought to you by Patriot Heating. Thanks to Scott over there at Patriot Heating, as he does this one as a positive, but then he picks up the penalty box too, so we'll say that's the negative. All right, so we're going to start off, you guys. Seniors, it's 4/20, so that means you guys got like less than a month of school left, or maybe a month left of school. How are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling ready. I mean, I loved high school all 4 years, but I'm ready to get on to something new.
Yeah, it's getting a little old by now.
Everybody's got senioritis, don't they? I mean, that's just the way it goes. Yep. So, I mean, I understand that completely. We've all been there. And, yeah, I had work release my senior year, so I didn't do much in the afternoons, I'll tell you that. But I did go to work every once in a while. So that's fantastic. One thing coming up, we just talked a little bit before, looking at forward plans. Alex, what are your plans here for the 23 school year?
I am planning to major in physics, and then with that, I would like to work at NASA. And I don't know exactly what I want to do with that, but I'll figure out something.
And you're attending?
Madison.
Madison, yep. All right. Yep. So not too far from mom and dad.
No, 3 hours is perfect for me.
Perfect for you. Your mom's going to be a little sad. Maybe. All right, Emma, what's your plans after school here?
I plan on going to River Falls and going into accounting.
All right. Yep. You must like numbers and math. That's kind of your that's your strong points. Perfect. That's what, you know what, I've dealt with numbers probably a lot my whole life, so I get that completely. Alex, what you're doing, no thank you. Not a chance. I want to do that. So, but we're glad you do, so thanks for doing that. Awesome. All right. So, Alex, we did mention track. You played basketball this year. What else you do in your senior year?
I was also involved in the fall musical, Seussical, which was absolutely amazing. I started doing musicals junior year in the Addams Family. My girlfriend kind of convinced me to start doing it. So that's been a blast. I've been involved in choir as well. That's about it.
All right. Emma Tappy, we mentioned softball. What else have you done this year?
I haven't done a whole lot. I'm just getting ready for the season. That's about it.
That's about it? Just kind of hanging out, being a senior?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's going to lead us into question number one for you guys, okay? Emma, you're going to lead it off because, you know, just kind of being a senior, what are some hobbies you have outside of school and sports?
I actually, like, a lot of my hobbies involve sports. So, like, I umpire like my brother does.
Oh,
so
fitting.
That's fun. but hunting, hanging out with friends, that's about it.
Well, so that works out perfect. Not a fall sport, so you get to go hunting and kind of have fun being outside, outdoors.
Yep.
Nice. And then did your brother get you into umping, or did you just kind of, is it like a family business you guys have going on?
It's kind of a family business because my grandpa is also an ump, but yeah, my brother definitely got me into it.
Are you going to start reffing now once high school's over?
My mom wants me to, but I don't think I will.
All right, Alex, well, what are some outside hobbies you have?
Some outside hobbies. I mean, like you said, a lot of sports-related stuff as well. Me and my friends hang out whenever we can, play basketball, get to the center. I mean, other than that, I'm kind of blinking right now.
That's all right. You know what? You're going to fit in at NASA just perfect. You got nothing else going on, apparently. All right. No, that's just good. All right. So you guys, so you made the calendar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So here's the fun question. Why'd you make the calendar, Alex?
Oh, goodness. That's a bland question, but it's tough to answer that. I would have to say just my dedication to track. I've always been in love with it since freshman year. We did miss out on that 1 year, sophomore year. And, I mean, with that came a lot more drive and grit to get better over the years. And, yeah, I think coaches saw the same thing as I see.
Nice. All right, Emma, you're on the calendar as well. How come?
I'm not very sure. Like, I'm very grateful to be on there, but I know this team, we've got a lot of players that push each other, have worked hard, but with it being a young team all 4 years that I've played, I feel that I've pushed myself and others real hard, so probably the reason.
All right, so I like that answer a lot. So with that answer, Emma, what makes you a leader on this team? You guys are both seniors. We talked about senioritis kicking in. What makes you that leader, and who has formed you to be that leader as, say, like you guys growing up through the, you know, through the sport?
Honestly, like just seeing like other coaches, like pick the players up, let them know what they need to work on, and just always supporting each other. Like being that has shaped me to be the player I am today. Like just being supportive and always there and pushing each other.
Have you had upperclassmen when you were younger?
Yeah. There for you? We didn't have that many for softball, but yeah, I had quite a few, like Leah DeYoung. She's a big one that played a key role in my softball season and basketball when I played. Like, she always pushed you, always there for you.
All right, Alex.
I'm kind of in a different boat there. For track, there usually isn't that many seniors, but I would definitely say having my teammates by my side and pushing me and me pushing them back, just like that teamwork all together has really helped me be a leader on my own and them also lead the team with me.
Yep. Anybody that shaped you, upperclassmen going forward? I know, again, like you say, not always the older kids, you know, that are out for the sports, you know, but and then 2022 happening, you know, you missed out on that where people could shape you as well.
Mm-hmm. I would say Taven George, he was definitely a big help in discus when I first got into it. When it came to jumping, I don't know about other specific older teammates, but I would say Lukey was always a really, really helpful coach. He really pushed me to get into jumping and doing everything along those lines with it.
Nice.
So,
and that's okay, right? I mean, that's, you know, you can get into the track is one of those where it's all about your personal best, right? I mean, you want to push yourself to be better, but you don't have, you know, like softball where you got 8 other people out there that your team has to work together. Track, you can get pushed and you want to work as a team, but at the same token, you want to get that longest jump and get one longer than you had last time.
Yeah. One specific thing about this year, though, is we have about 12 or 13 seniors, and we've been implementing more of a team-based warm-up kind of thing. So we have about 8 teams, and we all warm up together, and then in the end, we all just come together for practice. So I think that more team part that you're talking about is actually coming more together in track, which I'm actually excited for.
That's a great leadership part to take to be part of there. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Good answers, you guys. That was great. All right. So the leadership part, you guys, you guys had some great answers there for that. Now, let's go over the sports we're in right now. Alex, you're going to go first because you kind of prefaced this just a little bit with your warm-up. Mm-hmm. But when you're at a track meet itself and you're competing, you want to be the best, right?
Yep.
What is your pregame mental, how do you get into it?
I would say music is a big part. It helps me just zone in on exactly what I want to do. Also, I kind of just do a lot of like deep breaths just to calm myself down and mentally prepare. And then I would also say just getting loose with friends kind of just loosens up the pressure and build up to the meet. So mostly just those three things get me ready for it.
Nice.
Our pregame, like our coach has implemented the last 15 minutes of our bus ride. There's no phones. Well, there's one phone for music, and we just all get in the zone together. But, like, home games and everything, like my own personal warm-up, I just kind of focus on what I'm doing. I don't really talk to anyone in that time. I just focus on what I'm doing and get ready. And then once we're in the game, then I just let loose.
Perfect. What I love is when I've asked that question before, everybody has their own pregame warm-up that they do that gets them in the zone, you know, like you said, taking deep breaths. You don't talk to anybody, Emma, you know, it's stuff like that. Perfect. So we talked about warm-ups. You know, you guys talked about getting kind of in the zone, getting ready. So let's get into the game. What is one of the highlights and lowlights that you've had as a varsity track star and a varsity softball player?
I would say the lows was freshman year, triple jump. It was the top four, went to state, and it was during sectionals. And I had three of the best jumps I've ever had in my career, and I ended up missing state by a quarter of an inch. So that, it kind of stung, but it definitely pushed me to be better for the next couple of years. And then highlight, I would say it's also triple jump. I would say it's definitely getting the freshman record. I think that was a big highlight for me.
I was just going to say, you could almost use that one for a highlight and a low light. I mean, you're exactly. What were you jumping in?
Oh, sectionals.
Yeah, sectionals.
Yep.
And you had the three best jumps of your career, but then you missed it by a quarter inch.
Yeah, so nothing I could be ashamed of. So it was, like you said, a highlight and a low light.
All right. Emma Tappy.
Our highlight, like for all 4 years, would probably be my junior year last year, last game against Hudson. We went 11 innings, lost by one. But we went 11 innings against a team everyone thought we'd lose by a landslide against. So I guess that's a low light as well because we also lost. But
yeah, yours is the same way. And I remember being at the varsity field because my daughter plays softball. Mm. And we were there and you guys were getting off the bus. And you guys all just look mentally exhausted.
Yeah, that was a long game, but we worked hard and surprised everyone.
Hey, you know what? And that is a great moment for a team building, you know. I mean, then we talk about track being kind of your personal best, you know. Now you went out and had three of your best jumps ever, so you had to build on that. Mm-hmm. As a freshman, you had to build, you guys are trying to build on that this year. Mm-hmm. And doing the same thing, making the big, and when you guys are making the jump here into the big rivers.
Yep.
You know, last year was the first year, and now this year, I mean, we're all in.
Yeah, and if you've seen, like, our personal, like, softball poster, our motto is finish it because we feel like the Hudson game is, like, our bar. We surprise them, like, we have the rest of the conference to step up and show them how we play.
Nice.
I mean, for track, I would have to say the same thing. At University of Minnesota, we actually took first and the Big Rivers, so kind of just showing everybody what we're made of for track, and then soon after, we took second in Mankato with all the Minnesota schools. So we're kind of just showing who we are in track as well.
That's a great feeling. I mean, it's hard work that just culminates into success, right?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. I like that question. Both of you guys' answers, yeah, they were dual answers. Lucky, right? All right. You guys have advice for younger people? Like if I ask you the question?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we're coming off of the highlights and the lowlights, which for both of you guys were the same exact moment. As seniors and leaders, what is some advice you have for the younger kids coming up in the sports that you guys have played? Not just sport, maybe. How about the sports? Being that leader out there.
Probably just to work hard. Coaches will recognize that sooner or later, even if it's not at first. They'll see how much dedication you have, and it'll pay off in the long run.
I would probably say that same thing. Definitely have grit. Also, especially in track, since it's more of like a personal thing, I would say definitely that mental preparation and then moving on from meets, because I've had plenty of amazing meets and I've had plenty of terrible meets. So always moving on and wanting to get better, I would say, for the incoming freshmen or young people getting into track.
I would say sports helps you prepare that in life because you're not going to have the greatest of meets. You're not going to have the greatest of games. Yep. And you got to shut that off because 2 days later, you might have a game. Or the next day, you might have a game or another meet, and you got to go out and play. So that's what I love about sports and the real-life application that you put it into. You know, I'm in sales, so there's some days I got nothing. But that might be followed up by next week where, hey, I'm riding high, you know, so mm-hmm. That it works together in that. And that's what I love about the sports aspect of it. All right, both of you, I appreciate you guys coming in after practice. It's a rainy Wednesday night. Nothing really else to do, right, as you were both practicing inside. But any last words as we sign off? This is our first one doing it together on the Calendar Kids podcast. I don't know. I think it worked out pretty well. How about you guys?
Yeah, worked out.
I thought it was perfect.
So, I mean, you guys aren't fighting or anything, so that's a good thing.
All good.
But, yeah, any last words you guys have this is your time. Floor is yours.
Yeah, I don't know. Just work hard. Stay dedicated.
I'd say immediately try and find those mentors. As I said, there wasn't that many other than Taven that I looked up to, but definitely look up to those senior leaders. And I just want to say thank you for having me on here.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, thanks for coming in, you guys. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. This is the Calendar Kids podcast brought to you by Patriot Heating. Call Scott today for all your heating and now soon to be cooling, if the weather finally turns around, needs. All right, thanks, everybody. Have a good evening.